Nice job. Nice job. Anybody been to Pittsburgh? You know, downtown, right across the river, there's what they call the Blue Devil. You know what the Blue Devil is? It's a cable car that goes right up this really high hill. And there's two cars, and one goes down, and the other one comes up, and the other one goes down, and the other one comes up. And it's made such a way that you stay stable, but it's going right up, and you go right up to the very top of the hill. It's really fun to ride. So if the next time you go to Pittsburgh, spend an extra little while going up the Blue Devil. It's a great symbol for today's gospel. There are about 8 scenes in this, one after the other. It's beautifully done. It starts out like you're walking into this bottom cable car at the very bottom, and maybe it's early in the morning and it's still dark down here. It starts out with the disciples following Jesus along by the temple. They see this guy, and they say, okay, was it he the one that sinned, or was it the parents? And I'm just thinking Jesus must have chuckled at that, because if he was born blind, it's kind of hard to be a sinner before you were born. Oh, well, then it must be the parents. No, you got it wrong. Really? Yeah. This man was born for a purpose. A very important purpose. And then right away, he goes over to this guy. This person doesn't see him coming, doesn't ask for anything like Bartimaeus or anything, doesn't cry out. He's just sitting there, asking for a handout. And Jesus goes over now. Remember, it's a Sabbath. He goes over and makes some mud in the dust, the dirt. Makes the mud and puts it on his eyes. And says, now, go to the pool of Siloam. It's a very kind of miraculous pool. They actually took water from that over to the temple to wash the animals. It had a lot of significance in it. The word needs, as it says, sent. So here Jesus is sending this guy over to the pool. And he goes to the pool and he washes his eyes. And can you imagine? Just imagine a person born blind could all of a sudden see. It's kind of lost in all that dialogue, but astounding. And oh, he's just going bananas. I mean, he's just going, whoa. And the people that knew him say, what's happened? Is it really you? No, it must be somebody else that looks like him. And the guy, with this wonderful, brutal honesty that you will see throughout this passion, says, nope, it's me. Well, how did that happen? Well, I don't know. This person named Jesus made some mud and he put it in my eyes, and I went over to the pool and I washed, and I can see. And some of the people listening to him say, wait a minute, it's the Sabbath. Yeah. There are 39 precepts about things you can't do on the Sabbath, and one of them is you can't knead like bread. And this is definitely out of the realm of what you can do on a Sabbath. That making that stuff, there's something wrong here. They brag them over to the Pharisees. Is this right? Can this happen? Later on, it's not just the Pharisees, it's this kind of the authorities, not just the scribes and Pharisees, but the elders too. And they're saying, what happened here? What happened? So he says, well, I don't know. This man, Jesus, made some mud and put it in my eyes. And I went over this and I could see. What? And there's a division in this group of authorities. This is not right. He did it on a Sabbath. The Sabbath is sacred. We are the protectors of the Sabbath. This can't be done. He must be a sinner. Can't do it. He is definitely sinning. In the old days, you know, eating meat on Friday. Well, you're not supposed to eat meat on Friday and on Lent, certainly. Oh, my God. It's okay. What are you made for? The Sabbath? No, the other way around. And another group says, well, wait a minute. This has never happened before. He must be from God, because only God could do this. So there's a division. They say, well, maybe we got this wrong. Maybe this isn't the right. Let's get the parents in here. Well, the parents are very intimidated. They're dragging the parents in before all these highfalutin people. And they're saying, what happened? They're scared to death. Scared to death. Well, let's see. That is our son. Yeah, he does see now. I don't know how it happened. So, this isn't much help to the scribes and Pharisees and so forth. Let's bring him back. Okay. What do you say? I said, well, you know, I told you already. You know, do you want to hear it again? I mean, are you thinking? And what's going on in this mind of this guy is that all of a sudden he's thinking, something really important happened to me. I wonder who this guy is. He's slowly getting dawned on him that this is something really important person. If we're on that cable car, we are heading for that mountain of light. We're halfway up almost. And the Pharisees are saying, impossible, impossible. And he said, well, do you want to be a disciple? And that's when they say to him, you're the disciple. And all of a sudden he says, maybe I am. And what do the authorities do when their authority is being shaken and they're a little uneasy? They appeal to their power, their position. And people in authority that are threatened by something they're not so sure about, they use violence. And they threw him out violently. They just threw him out of the synagogue. So here he is on his, you know, on his hands and knees thrown out of this place, and he's thinking of himself, and he's getting up and walking around and wondering what's next. And it's Jesus that seeks him out. He doesn't go looking for Jesus. He's just wondering all this stuff. And Jesus seeks him out and says, what do you want? Are you willing to see not just with your eyes, but that inner vision of what's going on in your heart? Are you open to that? Are you? Yeah, I am. And he says, well, then believe. Believe this. And all of a sudden he has this moment of conversion and he falls on prostrate before Jesus and says, my Lord and my God, like Thomas. But he just says, you know, you're it. I believe. Probably ends up as one of his followers. But standing by now are these Pharisees. And Jesus is saying the people that were blind are seeing, and people that were seeing now, they even have eyesight, but they're not getting it. They're not getting it. And the Pharisees are saying, you're not talking about us, are you? Yeah. In fact, you know what's going on here. But you are closed. You are blind. And here we have that cable car going up to the top of the mountain with the man in it. And who's coming the other way? The Pharisees and the scribes and the rulers of the country. And they get off in the dark. And he gets off in the light. Oh, I wanted to say something more. What has that got to do with us? Huh? There's so many things you could say, but just one thing. Don't judge. We do it all the time. You know, we judge one another. We judge other people. We judge without the evidence. We judge that, you know, they must be bad. They must be no good. They must be... And that's what Jesus is saying here, among a lot of other things, is don't judge. It doesn't go anywhere. We're not people of light when we judge others. And it's so normal. It's so easy. It's so quick. But it doesn't have any future. So I guess that's the main thing here, is just, if you can, if I can, try not to judge.